that history of the world. You understand what I'm talking about? When a person was out there, then they were down there in their own house. Isn't that right? Yeah. Chapter 1 Corinthians. Father, don't you have a house to eat in? When you come together in the one place, listen, folks, there's a not eat the Lord's Supper. Now, before I'm saying these things, like I said, Yahweh said we in the world. And so did they tell you about it. And I don't care nothing about it. I can tell you right from the chin. All that didn't be good. So I ain't scared. Your father?
Yeah.
What's the top of you? Oh, then he did quick.
4 for with thy wisdom and with thine understanding thou hast gotten thee riches, and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasuries.
Now look here, in case you would just take it. What you just said, gold and silver. You understand? Now if you go back over there in the 26th chapter of Exodus, I find her. But if Paul takes this for reason, you know. See, Yahweh told Moses to tell the children of Israel to take the gold and silver that they brought to that beach, you see, and build a new tabernacle. You see, you see what I'm talking about? And so, see, they didn't know what to do with that stone at this day that they brought it out of Egypt. You see, until Yahweh showed Moses to tell anyone 2 years old enough to bring an offering. Is that right? And so forth and so on. You follow what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Now, if we get through the test, you see, now here comes Dr. Rudd beside. Said the foxes have holes. The birds have necks. But the Son of Man don't have nowhere to lay his head. That is to say, it was the top of his face. That is far too. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Here you are spitting around in your money. You see what I'm talking about? Getting a few things together and all the tidy up. You see, you think of something. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You're riches and your gold and your stuff and whatnot. You see what I'm talking
about?
All decked out. You see what I'm talking about? And all stuffed up and all tidy up in your two cents.
Yeah.
Now realize that the whole thing belongs to Yahweh.
Yeah.
You can the dog that hole. You heard that living
old
man,
friend. Right.
Now, how about that? You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
If I was hungry, I wouldn't care to you. See, why not? Because I have meat to eat, like, if you know money. But... Now, about the types of the garden and all those kind of things. They was put into the devil.
Right.
Now, I mean, you look at it, that part of it is
that's right. See?
And the devil said like that, that if he was in Eden, they're God.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, I'm about to tell you, you've been a whole lot all out with
yeah.
You see? Now, isn't that what that started right over? And I've never heard this in my life. That means you need to stop walking and stop walking.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
You see? Yeah. Now, Christian, you don't even know how to get out of the garden.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
And then, you may have been out in the garden, they got what the devil did in the garden.
Yeah.
And ain't that what the people said there?
Yeah.
Read it here.
13th verse. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of the Lord.
That's right.
Even every precious stone was thy covering.
Now, every precious stone was thy covering.
Okay, yeah. I'm in a hurry. The sardis, the sardis, the diamonds, the pharaoh, the onyx, the jasper, sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee, in the day that thou wast created.
Now see, Yahweh put all that in that old boy the day he was created. Now Buster, I want to tell you he had done it. Satan, don't you misconstrue that. No, indeed.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Of course, I'm telling you, Yahweh put it in, man. He made that boy wiser than that.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Now you see how people get all confused and something like that.
Yeah. Back in Isaiah 14:12.
That's right.
How art thou called from heaven, O moon, O sun, O morning? And how art thou cut down to ground, and then we take? For thou said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of heaven.
Oh, yeah. Now he said he's going to ascend into heaven. Read it, forget it, yeah.
But I will ascend into heaven.
I will ascend into heaven.
I will exalt my throne above the stars of heaven.
Now you get this straight. You get this straight, you hear? Make sure you got this straight.
Say, now, if he said he would ascend in heaven, is that right?
Yeah.
And he would exalt his throne
above the stars of heaven.
Above, not beneath, but above the stars of heaven. Is that right?
Right.
Let's finish that statement
right there. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of heaven. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation to the side of the Lord.
I will sit upon the side of the congregation. Side of the Lord. And look up here.
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
Now I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. Yeah, that brings down to that.
Mm-hmm.
I will recognize.
Right.
See, remember I thought this in Leviticus 16:2.
Right.
It said he's going to ascend above the heights of the clouds. Is that right?
Right.
And what else said you don't like quit?
I will be like.
Which by interpreting me, I will be Yahweh, that I will be what I will to be. What's that? 15th chapter, 1 Corinthians, verse 28. He's all in all. How about that? Yahweh, that I'll be what I will to be. I'll be anything I want to be.
Yes.
I'll be a black man. I'll be a white man. I'll be a bullock. I'll be a turkey. I'll just be anything that's an ear. Oh, the sun drop down on the ground. It turns to a serpent. It turns to pick it up by the tail. Is that right? Okay. Don't catch that thing. By the tail, I mean. Meaning that he would be that too.
Yeah.
See everything you did.
Yeah.
And you see why the devil is so smart, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
The one thing you want, well, you ain't got one chance, get on over here and jump. See what I'm talking about? You have no match for the devil. Oh, but I just want to make sure that you understood it. And I want you to know what's going on. I want you to know something that's going on. Okay. Now he said he's going to exalt himself above the clouds. Now you have to read Leviticus 16:2. I see if I bring this to one.
And Yahweh said unto Moses.
And Yahweh said unto Moses.
Speak unto Aaron thy brother.
Now listen, you speak to Aaron your brother.
And he comes not at all times into the
holy. And you remember what the devil said, he's exalt himself above the clouds. All right.
That he comes not at all times into the holy place.
That he comes not at all times into the holy place.
Before the veil. Before the mercy seat which is upon the ark.
Well, this is above the ark.
That he died not.
That he died not.
For I will appear.
Well, wait now. Wait for it. 19, we read on. Tom, never understand. See? This is the seat. I will appear. When the high priest went in there and threw that front part of my head, he appeared. I got to do one hour. Aaron saw the feet of the thing on that mercy. And he took this censer off of the altar with the incense and put a coal in the incense. Then that cloud came as far around the throne. The fact that God is led to a fire. That cloud is swirled around the throne and it was spin on in the throne. Which means this. I'm right back to the same thing.
Yes.
Then the cloud got to leave this on across here.
Yes.
And then come right on back to this here. And he too has got to sin. And put more coal and pray in the cloud. You got it? All caught. So now he said, I was good to be your brother. And see, for today, they don't come at all. Only when they ever come out of here.
Yeah.
And that he died. Now here's Satan. I didn't know where Satan was. See, this is why he said where he was all these up close by. It's because he was out of anointed heaven.
Yeah.
That covered. In other words, these two heavens of glory overshadowed the mercy of him. And Satan, he overshadowed him.
Yeah.
So now that's what Messiah said, that he didn't know Satan when he fell from heaven and light. He had to come back past him, but you see, lay him down there. Come right down. He said, I wasn't sitting right there looking right at him.
You see what I mean?
And they're coming on down through the ages and the distance.
That's right.
And now what we were trying to do was to locate him for you.
That's right.
You see what I mean? So he would know. Now he said that that he would have dwelt in the cloud. Now you see he's trying to think, Yahweh. Now it wouldn't be fair, Bill, to bring him up to this place without telling him this. See, they had to run around the stage to the top of the curtain. And the high person then, see, yeah, here they did. They're going through the river. Carrying that ox to the cup.
Right.
On that shoulder. See, it's good. Oh, don't touch it.
Yeah.
Now look, I have just one more. Just read it down real quick. I see the time has expired, but I'd like for you to see why Paul has said what he has said. In the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians, read it down for you.
Second Thessalonians.
I beseech you by the mercy, I could quote it, but I don't want to. I want you to know it's in the book.
Now I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Savior, Joshua the Messiah, and by the gathering together unto him,
that you be not soon shaken in mind,
or be troubled, neither by spirit, mm-hmm. nor by word, mm-hmm. nor by letter, as from us, mm-hmm. as the day of the Messiah is at hand.
That's right, you wrote that. Read.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
Don't let nobody fool you. Now that's the first thing Joshua the Messiah said to the disciples. When they asked him, what shall be the sign that I come and said, don't let nobody fool you. That's all I read on.
Let no man deceive you by any means.
By means of passing the communion around, thank you, said, for to take this one, and by means of getting baptized in the water, by means of observing the final ordinance, which was given to the Jews only, and the Gentiles never have had. And they know down in California, I've said before, there are around 400 people out there.
Anybody in the building, I don't care where you read that in the Bible.
Show me where Yahweh, Yahweh, Norman, Yahuwah, Lord God of Jesus Christ, Jehovah.
Adonna? Ma'ana? Yeah, it was there. In the history of the world for a Gentile, you're out there in any kind of order. I want to read right now, I'm ready to come into my people. I don't want to make a fool out of you. I want you to make a fool out of me.
Right.
I want you to try that once.
Right? If it doesn't box in your ear, you sit down.
They're lying like a dog. They know they can't read it. Somebody said, well, now look at this way, how stupid some people are. Well, what about Peter went out and the commander Cornelius got it. I didn't understand. He was somebody else, don't claim you don't understand. I said, show me where Yahweh is. You know, I'm a Yahweh, the Lord God is. He said, then you go tell me about what this is. Maybe Peter had to take it back. Because he runs off to us. People, that's just sense. Now, in the second chapter, second one. Paul is talking there, read real quick.
Let no man deceive you by any means,
yeah.
For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be redeemed.
Now listen, now that man of sin. That man, not him.
Yeah.
That man of sin be redeemed. The son of perdition. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're talking the whole thing that was all in which of all in from God. You got 25 minutes. Well, if you want to finish this one. No, wait. See, now, I want the reason why I'm saying this tricky. Now, this is where he read that and I did. And Ezekiel, that's where Paul is getting what he's saying here. You remember he said he was talking to the above all.
Yeah.
Now, read right on down in Testament.
Who opposes thou and exalted himself above all that is called below him?
Now, you see that? Now you said over there, now, yeah, I will exalt myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you got to say. Now, don't Paul tell you that?
Yeah.
The death day wouldn't come except to come a falling away first.
That's right.
And that man of sin be revealed. The son of perdition proposed the prophet of above. All that is worshipped by all that is called God, so that he is God's citizen, God's seat. Same change God. You see what I'm talking about? Riding around on his throne to say that death story to you. Saying that the Christ will come out of the Roman Catholic Church. And then we're going to clean up inside here first. And then we're going to poke down the 23rd. And then we're going to invite him back in. They went out on their own accord. And so we're going, just going to give them an opportunity to come back. How's that? So you can go and get out of the Roman Catholic Church.
Same
with the Baptist. They don't know.
That's right.
They don't know what the story is.
That's right.
I'm giving you the same thoughts.
Yeah.
I know y'all will give it to me.
Yeah.
Say that. Don't let no man deceive you by anything. Sometimes they're around that crowd. They say, kid, I've never heard the churches come on. Let's go on out of it. And he don't know.
Bring it out.
There is no time for this dispensation. We're in the dispensation of grace. What's going on over in the dispensation? Right? Don't you recall the young man inside and he called the disciples first? He said, go begin in Jerusalem first, and then go in all the world and after the con office. Then preach the gospel to every preacher.
Yeah.
Preach it in the name!
Yeah.
Who said the remission of sins should be preached in the name beginning at Jerusalem? Didn't say anything about washing nobody.
That's right.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Go ahead and don't let nobody deceive you by any means.
Who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called above him.
Above the law and his call. Yeah.
Or that is worship.
Or that is worship.
So that as he has, so that he has Elohim sitteth in the temple of Elohim.
Sitteth in the temple. Now where this man. Now you see your body is the temple of Elohim.
Right.
See, now you got a double temple out there. Sitting in the temple of yours. And you got it on. See. That man can't get nothing in your body. You never let that be used. You cast out, you cast out.
Right.
Them demonized spirits that never made free. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're holding you captive in the garden.
Right.
You see what I mean? Now, what are you supposed to believe? You're supposed to believe that Yahweh raised Yahweh the Messiah. that day. He was the only sacrificial offering that could be offered up for your sin.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Now, listen, folks, water never did wash away nobody's
sin. No, that's right.
Before in our sins. And the book says that the precious blood of Yahuwah the Messiah,
right.
Jesus Christ, washes us from sins, from our sins, and makes us king and priest. Is that right?
Right.
All right. And I said, don't let nobody fool you by any means. You say, all right, be on. And I'll be clear about it.
So that he is, as Elohim, sitting in the temple of Elohim, showing himself that he is Elohim.
Showing himself that he is, you know. The devil is showing you what he is. Okay. All right, be on.
Remember ye not.
Don't you remember? Don't you remember when I was up there at Thessalonica? I told you these things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you remember before I went to California, I told you these things?
That's right. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these
That's
things.
Right.
And now ye know what withholdeth.
Now you know that what withholdeth.
That he might be revealed in
that
his time.
He might be revealed in his time.
Yeah.
Now just a minute. John said, I tell on the battle of
Right.
1896.
Right.
Now, how did you have to destroy the Jews in 87? And all, about all of them, killed off and down the last of the living of the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the trouble. See, now the next epiphany couldn't rise up. Paul said the mystery of iniquity does already work right up. And I say, it's already only to move down. We'll get our little truth. The gospel. The gospel. It says, you understand? See, only he who now will let and church take it out of the way. Or until John deceased.
Mm-hmm.
John died, the last of the apostles.
Yeah.
Then, here comes the faith to rise and up. See,
the children.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now look. Then it says that Peter was the first pope. You remember when Joshua was walking around in the synagogue before he died, he said, Peter and John together.
Mm-hmm.
They were together. And when they went down to the Samaria, Peter and John were down together. Now, John, the Roman Catholic, said that he couldn't see Paul. See, that shows how thick my eyes are. He couldn't see Paul from the center. And Peter, see, Peter was the first one. Although Peter did say that he was a servant of Yahweh. They said, not Paul, but a servant. And so now, they couldn't let John take Peter's place in the first century, see, after he was deceived. But they put the line in him. And the reason why they said that John couldn't be Paul and Paul Peter, see, was because his bishopric was only local to the seven churches of the Jews. And he couldn't know in all the world the Christians out of Rome. The reason I'm not talking
about it. Well, the mystery of iniquity does all that.
And I think it was working like that in those days. And let me tell you this. See, that mystery of iniquity has been working all
that. That's right.
Like they don't have. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you read where it's been to you. It's all the way down to this particular day. And listen, folks, them demonic spirits that was passed out here. They passed out of heaven. And I don't know
if
they're unable to fit the body. That is the Roman Catholic, the Presbyterians, the Unitarians, and so forth and so on. Now I'm giving you like so you don't have no problems with it no more, see. While we talk about Babylon is falling. See, the whole thing is going on now. You say, like it often has gone on now. That's what God has sent me in the world to pray for you. And as far as you know, I'm the only man in the world that's called a Christian leader, that's called. That's preaching and teaching to you that Joshua the Messiah, when he come in the world through the knowledge of the Virgin Mary, was fulfilling and not instant to.
Right.
I'm the only man in the world. He knows.
For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way.
Until John be taken, I told you that. Read
and
on.
Then shall that wicked be revealed.
Then shall that wicked be revealed.
Whom the Savior shall consume with the Spirit of his mouth.
Whom the Savior will consume with the Spirit of his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Consummation. Mm-hmm. All right, read on.
shall destroy with the brightness of his
coming. And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Is that right?
Yeah. Now look, folks. A lot of people wouldn't understand every natural. Not a need of a piece of advice. See that tongue hanging out there in the car, the type of the tongue.
That's
right. I don't advise you to take and go out here and look at the sun when she's drifting in. That's
right.
That's how we can think anything of your
life. That's right.
Now, if you can't look at that one, what do you think about the one in me?
All right.
How about that?
It's all right. And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan.
Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan.
With all power and signs and lying
signs. And lying wonders.
He's a wonderful liar. Under the dispensation that was given to the Jews. You see, he's coming around reestablishing quite an argument. You understand? Now, I was trying to tell you something you're going to look at. And I was in the car, and look, you got Jones and that, come on out. There was a river, there was a way you're going.
Yes.
I said, don't you know that's all your fault? River, I won't be back anymore.
That's right.
So, what's the matter? And you ain't preaching nothing but a lie.
That's right.
What you mean, I ain't preaching nothing but a lie? I'm preaching the Jesus Christ. The Lord God and Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. That's wrong. That's what I got in my Bible. I know that. Say, the interpolation of the Spirit of Christ, I just put it in that name, so you're wrong. You're saying it in that. But originally, it was Yahweh. You understand? And they admit that they take it. And I want to be listening with you too. See, they're putting them back in.
Amen. You see, they don't say that they didn't tell them. I mean, they know they did. Yeah. They try to roll down in the back of the carnival. Come here and say, I see you, the true names of the Heavenly Father.
Yeah. Son and the Holy Spirit.
Well, why don't you? The church is ruled by tradition and perspective. You see that jump?
Now, who's got any power to rule jump early in Yahweh? I think that's you myself.
And with all deceitfulness of unrighteousness,
and Jesus instituting the Lord's Supper. And Jesus said, for as often as we do this, never had you. That was under the dispensation of the law in another world and only had its own Jewish disciples.
Right.
See? The Father. Mm-hmm. And when he used that to deceive you.
Yeah.
See, do you use that to say, I know that the baptism of repentance is done away with sin. But it's Christian water there, isn't it? Yeah. See, you don't baptize Christians. When a man becomes a Christian or a woman becomes a Christian, he's a liar. And you don't really lie, folks. They take their own back.
because they receive not the love of the truth.
No, he says they receive because they receive not the love of the truth.
That they might be saved.
That they might be saved. Now, see, you have to cut this stuff out. If you want to be saved, go back. You don't want to be saved. That's a different story.
And for this cause, Elohim shall send them strong
delusions.
Now, here they get in the jam, folks. This is it.
This way, get in the jam. Okay. And look, he reads that stuff too.
Yeah.
Don't you think he don't read it?
Yeah.
And he doesn't let you wear you out? Now, here's what happens. You always send him a strong delusion.
Right.
That's what all of us have to have, a strong delusion.
Yeah.
You say, all right, read.
Send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
Now, send them a strong delusion to make you believe that Roman Catholicism is right.
Yeah.
Make you believe Baptist. Make you believe always jumping.
Yeah.
Change the strong delusion. Say, talk about the black folk.
Yeah.
Say, talk about the Ku Klux Klan. White supremacy.
Right.
And then black supremacy.
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about? Then yellow supremacy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Right. Right?
And one is fresh, no fresh folk in his sight. None.
Yeah.
All right, then.
That they all might be damned.
I'm sending you a strong delusion.
Yes,
no,
that's
true. I said, yeah, if you won't accept the truth, we're going to preach the thing if you don't want to accept it.
Yeah.
And then accept that, God will send you a strong delusion. He called you to believe a lie that you might be damned or destroyed.
Right.
You see that? All right, yes, that's a very good
thing. Yeah.
You set up here the gospel preaching. And it's simplicity and it's purity. You see what I'm talking about? And then you set that stuff. And then Yahweh sends you a song to them and says, send you the Holy Spirit. All right, read on.
That they might be damned who believe not the truth.
That you might be destroyed. Or who have faith. And what?
That they might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness.
Have pleasure in unrighteousness.
But we are bound to give thanks always to Yahweh.
I'm just as grateful as I can be.
Yeah.
Whenever I look and say, know that, you see, that Yahweh has raised up through me a little ignorant.
Yeah.
See, he took a shot, I don't know no better than me. You know what, I didn't know no better than Christ. It's crazy to put them out there. You know what I did. You see what I'm talking about? I hadn't got down to any colleges and seminary and whatnot. And got so far and all stuck up in myself until I was thinking, you know, I was all fucked up in my heart of mind. You see, come back and tell you what I thought.
Right.
You see, yeah. I'm just telling you what Yahweh says.
Yeah, that's right.
You can have it, buy it, lay it alone if you want to, say.
Yeah.
You see what I'm
saying?
All right, now, you see what that is. That's what I know. Thank you.
Right. Yeah.
What I
believe
is true. And I have given to you just like you gave it to me. Thus far, we haven't found anybody in the world that was able to successfully redeem what he denied. And I want you to know that with this doctrine, this truth is known throughout the world. Don't you get it in your mind that this is just a little misery over here, because that's not so. Then this son that belongs to me, same body of Yahshua the Messiah that you do, that you haven't seen the majority of the life. And I am talking about the angels of heaven. They are the Lord. They are the Lord of the people. What you know, what you understand. Now, a lot of people look on it as the multitudes. You see, how many have you got in your outfit? It was to begin with, not my outfit. That's what it is. Now, there's some things I want to talk to you about. We have been talking about it in North Carolina. And that's why I beg you to read. I did read the 18th chapter of Revelation. Primarily that one the angel is crying with a loud call, come out of where my feet, that you be not the take of their sins and receive of their place. Now, it is almost them in stuff. And the cause of great persecution. Or you can just tell the people the truth about the thing. And you should be prepared to undergo persecution. The word is law. And then another thing you about the situation is you are down to the end of this age. Most people nowhere on the face of the earth realize that, any more so now than they did in the days of Noah. When the ark was there. Now, that remains confusion. Now, wouldn't you say that if one so-called religion that claims to be worshiping our Heavenly Father, I didn't call his name there, disagrees with another all over the world, there's so many sects and so many cults and so many denominations.
That's right.
Now, wouldn't you say that that was confusing? Do you have any argument about that? Now, the angels were saying, come out of us, my people, that to be not particular of our sins and receive of our bread. Then somebody was on an element. Look, we're not that type of people. We're Christians. And we need to live in a fully consecrated, sanctified life under Jesus Christ. Now that might be what you believe in, but that's wrong. Now this is just what I'm going to say. I want you to take in everything I say tomorrow. Because I'm stirred up. I'm serious about it.
All right.
And since this was the birthplace of the group, it was born right here in Springfield, Ohio.
Come on.
Well, I'm always careful about trying to get over some reality to Springfield. I'm that way about all of it too, but I just have a, you know, I'm just kind of able to get over Springfield. Because this is the birthplace of the group. Or 3 years ago. Now listen, you wouldn't go down the street around into town or the city and go in bar rooms designated houses, the gambling dens, dope joints, and nothing like that. You wouldn't look for the righteous people there. They said it right off. No, I'm not what I ought to be. So why would you go in any place like that looking for me? So you know that scripture is so bad. Those people just simply need to repent. You find what I'm doing?
Yeah.
But now, where all the deception comes in, it was in religion.
That means
this, it has a Roman Catholic who claimed to be the right church.
Yes.
You're all the Protestants. And I see you have to go on and name these things.
Yes.
Now here's the reason I have to name them. And here's the reason I'm so hard to preach to people. So hard to get them to understand. Roman Catholics, I say, that any of them through the midst of heaven having the everlasting gospel to preach to every creature. And if none of that, another angel comes to heaven. Fine, fine, fine. Come out of the Gnostic. The Roman Catholics are saying that, and the Protestants are saying the same thing. And all the rest of the heathen is saying the same thing. They all believe now the same Bible. That's how you read this thing. Now, did you understand that? Now they're saying the Roman Catholic is saying come out of Protestant and come on back to the Mother Church. You follow?
Yeah.
You see, sort of what I'm telling you.
you understand? Yeah. Now that makes it urgent and necessary that I just somehow clean and tell you. Roman Catholicism is wrong and all of us is wrong.
Have mercy.
There's no other way to tell you, doesn't there?
Right.
And that's what that angel is trying to pull on out of. Yeah. Come on out of the Methodist, the Baptist, the Presbyterian, the Roman Catholic, and the whole way wrong. What all of us do? Yeah. It's all. Yeah. Now, all right.
Now, how about that? Yeah,
all right. Then somebody said, well, what's wrong with
it? Have mercy.
Now that's the second part.
Go ahead.
What's wrong with
it? Have mercy.
They're all striving for the same place. We're all going to be the country. All of my people died at this. Send them right to heaven so you can thank them. Well, I'll tell you this. Including Adam. From him on down, everybody that ever died went to the cemetery. Do you have any arguments in the cemetery? Including Jeff, who's been now on a grave.
Well, there's no, well, there's not a just man upon earth that doeth good.
Now, let's go now. You've got the three taxes, the third tax, and the fourth world.
Right back there.
All one way.
That's it. All one way.
All right.
Hold it. That must be it. I bet you're fine. Everybody knows. I just have to tell you something. That's right. All of us know that. How about that? You don't make no difference how righteous or unrighteous you are. I'm going to help everybody. Both man and beast, go to the grave. And no person but 15 chapter of 1 Corinthians, that present does not enter into the kingdom of heaven. What you bring that up for? I got the black folks, and the white folks, and the so forth and so on, discriminating against one another. See? The
pop?
Yeah. Well, listen, folks, there's no black folks and no white folks going to hell.
That's right.
They're all going to the cemetery. Is that fair?
Yeah. All
right. Have mercy.
See, I'm trying to make the thing clean. See, because as a rule, we get up and say, Dad, and his father, they don't know what you're talking about. But now you know. Things
reason.
All of us do.
And all turn to dust again.
All turn to dust again. Now hold it right there. Now hold it right there. Now in the first chapter of Genesis, there are trained theologians. Now say that the first chapter of Genesis is the mosaic account of the creation. But from the second chapter on, that is the Babylonian concept. Now if you didn't know that before, I'm telling you now, if you don't want to take my word, first of all, you'll be job. Now then you might wonder now, what connection did this have with what we just read?